Opposition leader Susan Lee has highlighted the coalition's concerns over energy prices at the Tomago Aluminium Smelter in New South Wales. The smelter is a majority owned by Rio Tinto, which says high energy costs have forced it to consider ending operations when its current electricity supply contracts expire in 2028. State and federal governments have reportedly offered a bailout worth more than $1 billion, but Ms. Lee says the energy mix itself must also be reconsidered.
When you look around the globe, the cost of energy is what is closing smelters down. An affordable, reliable baseload power is keeping them open. And when you look around the globe and you see the contrast, you know that something does need to change here in Australia. Because if energy is unaffordable, we cannot have smelters, manufacturing, we cannot take advantage of what should be cheap, reliable baseload power in this country to power our manufacturing future.